Blog Talk Radio.
Allah, the beneficent, the merciful. I bear witness there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his servant. I greet everybody who's already tuned in and tuned up, ready to get into what we came in to get into tonight with the greeting words of peace and of paradise, of assalamu alaikum. Of course, those words simply means peace be unto you. And, man, I'm so honored to be before these airwaves one more time. Of course, you're listening to Global Peaks, and I'm your host, Brian Muhammad, and I want to welcome everybody again. You know, we have done a few changes and have done a few, did a few things that hopefully, you know, can enhance, the work of liberation, at least our part coming before these airwaves. Many years ago, well, maybe not that many years ago, back in the mid-2000s, I was doing a program called the Sankofa Experience, which was my first program that I actually began with on the Blog Talk Radio network. And which is really the show that I use to really get acclimated to using these airwaves for, you know, positive, good, and you know, just trying to do my part, you know, and because I knew that if I was ever to go on the air or have access to airwaves on any level, that I knew that what I had to bring to the table was something positive, something that was good for our people, something that was holistic, and, you know, something that would be of good use for anyone, you know, who choose to listen, you know. And so, you know, that was, back in 2007. And then several years later, I can't even remember what year. Maybe it was 2013, I don't know. And, you know, when, you know, I hooked up with the Hereafter Is Now Network, led by our great, great sister, Cassandra Muhammad, who was managing several Blog Talk Radio shows, centered around, again, holistic and positive things that was great for our people, you know. Then I hooked up and didn't really bring the Sankofa Experience over, but began to embark on Global Peaks, which was a blog that I was managing, that I had, you know, where I was doing much of my writing. you know, and, you know, so we thought, you know, it was better that, you know, that I stick with Global Peaks. And, you know, and, of course, began that journey with the Hereafter Is Now Network, you know. And, you know, a concept that was there that I believe in and I still believe in, you know. And, you know, and recently, you know, we decided to, you know, go ahead and build on the Sankofa Experience brand, if you will. You know, and so this is what we're doing. This is what I'm doing now in terms of, you know, delivering to you content, but through that network, through the Sankofa Experience Network, you know. And we look at, you know, to do some other things, maybe bring some other people on board, bring some other shows on board, you know, because this expression, you know, I have to give it to Blog Talk Radio as a technology. You know, we always give credit where credit is due. And, you know, and you know, so I give credit, of course, you know, because they developed a technology that allowed just everyday folk to have expression. And with so much going on in the world, everyday people absolutely have to have a space for expression. And so, you know, and so this is what we do, and this is the spirit of what we do. And I wanted to say that on the outset, especially for those who will be, you know, getting used to coming to a different spot to find us. And but it's a good thing. It's a good thing because growth is always a good thing, you know. And especially when you can take something that you love to do, you know, and expand on it. You see, and this is what it's all about. You know, this is what it's all about, expanding on our talents, expanding and creating environments for our people to expand. So you're just not expanding necessarily by yourself, but you're also expanding and bringing, you know, people along the ride with you. And of course, tonight, you know, is no different. I got my brother and comrade in this struggle that we have embarked on, Brother Charles Muhammad, and sitting in the co-host seat. And I want to welcome you, my brother. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, dear brother.
Yes,
ready,
sir.
To move forward and grow, and continue on,
yes,
continue on with the mission, brother. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So how's everything going?
Everything's going fine, brother. I should ask you how everything's going with you, considering that we're having a little activity. There's a little activity out on the coast.
Allah
is doing his work.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, I mean, it's something, you know, because last year at the same time, you know, there were the floods, the historic floods that hit South Carolina.
Yes.
that really did a job on the infrastructure. I mean, Charleston don't take much for Charleston to get swamped because of, I guess they call that low sea level or high sea level. I don't know. But, you know, it don't take much, you know. But
mm-hmm.
the rest of the state, you know, Columbia and, you know, what is called the Midlands, and, you know, it took a serious toll to the point where there are roads and damage even still today from last year that is still in a condition, you know, a ruin because of the floods. And now this year,
yes,
we have this hurricane, you know, they call him Hurricane Matthew, you know, and either way, whether you call it Matthew, whether you call it whatever you want to call it, you know, this is, as the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught and teaches, You know, this is the judgment. This is part of the judgment of America, you know. And black people have to understand that this problem between America and the divine is centered on you and I and the ill treatment that we have been meted for the 460 years that we have been in this country. You know, we've been the victims of misery and death and suffering and oppression and persecution for no other reason than the fact that we are black, you see. And so, you know, let's not take this storm lightly. It's not by accident that these hurricanes, I understand, travels in the same route that the
transatlantic slave trade.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Transatlantic slave trade. See, it's not by accident. See, we can't write this stuff off like it's just happenstance. This is your God and my God making himself known and answering for the persecution that we have suffered at the hands of our enemy. This is justice that we're looking at. This, and I'm not saying it's in mockery. I'm saying this is justice. This is what justice looks like. This is what God looks like in terms of executing justice. So, yeah, brother, it's something, you know, that the, you know, it, the roads, I mean, they got, they did what they call reverse roads, where it's just one way and that's out. Because the mass evacuations from places like Charleston and those areas in that, you know, southern part, you know, so, hey.
Absolutely.
I say, and go by the grace of Allah, go I. So.
Yes. Yes. South Carolina being one of the, if not the major coastal state where the the ships would actually come in to transport the slaves inside or to what we know as America today, North America. So as you said, it's no coincidence. It's no coincidence, and you see the like you mentioned the hurricanes. Hurricanes, they travel east to west. They don't travel. Hurricanes don't travel west to east. They travel east to west always. So that is a sign in within itself. Yes, sir.
Wow. East to west.
Yes.
Wow. See, the forces, see, when you're dealing with a situation of oppression, God, Allah, has never been with the oppressed. Never. There's not one circumstance that says he ever was on the side of the oppressor. He was always on the side of the downtrodden, those who were oppressed. You know, he was on that side. And so for it to travel east to west, which is what the scriptures say that the Son of Man would do, that as a man, that the, what is it, the the verse? I just had a mental block, but you know the verse of as
lightning comes out of as lightning shineth out of the east to the west, so is it with the Son of Man, something along that line. Matthew 24:27, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
You see, so,
as lightning shineth out of the east even unto the west, so is the Son of the man.
See, and this is the path that these hurricanes and take. You know, they travel off the coast of Africa, you know, and they make their way here, you see. But, you know, of course, like we've been witnessing, wrecking, leaving havoc in its path. So,
yes,
I mean, it's really something. It's really something. But tonight, you know, because we're only doing an hour show tonight, by the way.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Didn't mean to drop that on you, brother. but here's
yeah,
the thing.
Well, that's all right. That's all right. That means we got to get busy.
That's right. Exactly. Because you know, and it's gonna get like that where you know it'll be so less talking than so much, and whatever talking we do, it will be centered around organizing.
Right.
Kwame Ture used to say, you know, and so, you know, we must be organized. And so, but I wanted to talk something about unity and liberation being the key, you know, because we, you know, we look at the injustices that go on daily and they're just increasing, you know, the injustice
yes.
of the extrajudicial killings of our brothers in particular, but our brothers and sisters by the hands of this occupied force in our communities called the police, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We look at the injustice that goes on in the justice system, you know, where blacks, you know, can never really get, you know, a fair shake when it comes to justice in the justice system. Everything seems
right.
to be rigged, you know. And so, you know, if we don't try to do something for ourselves, make a go for it, I don't think these things will ever change. And even if they don't, if we do these things, you know, we will be in a better position, where our lives are concerned and the violation of our lives are concerned, we will be in a much better position if we took ownership, you know, not to say we're the blame, but if we took ownership of, you know, how we live our lives into the future and what kind of life we choose to have, you know. So I wanted to talk something about unity and liberation tonight, you know, and as it relates to struggle, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, next week we're getting ready to go into Atlanta, you know.
Yeah.
For the 21st anniversary of the Million Man March, you know.
Right.
You know, there will be activity down at the CDC, and you know the battle that we have been up against with the CDC. You know that there have been scientists who have been disappearing and dying over the CDC. See?
Right.
You know, and so I just wanted to kind of talk about that a little bit, you know, these things a little bit, and to see, you know, where we can go with it, you know, because it's a serious time that we're in, you know?
It really is, Brother Brian, and we can't discuss justice, discuss unity, and our march towards justice and liberation if we don't discuss the impediments that really are nothing more than an illusion set up by our enemy that prevents us from moving towards liberation and justice.
Mm.
You know, it's always the modus operandi of the enemy to throw a wrench into the mix.
Wow. Yeah, well, let me do this. Like I said, we're going to be about an hour, and it's quickly coming through. But I want to take a real quick music break, and I know what you're saying, Brother Charles. I said, man, how are you going to do an hour show and take a break? let me take a quick one, and I'm going to come back so we can discuss this some more. And
yes,
and also, you know, those of you that's listening by phone, you know, you can dial that number. Well, you can hit one on your phone pad, and I'll bring you in as well into this discussion on justice, unity, and liberation. And if you're listening by, by the blogosphere, you can just dial 657-383-0774. And so let's do this, and we'll be right back.
Time is right up on a us now, brother. Don't make no sense for us to be arguing now. All of your children and all of my children are gonna have to pay for our mistakes someday. Yes, and until then, may peace guide your way. Peace go with your brother, wherever you go. Peace go with your brother.
From Muskegon Branch Prison. Mr. Kaepernick, you are my hero. I take a knee with you. Mr. Kaepernick, by not standing and putting your hand over your heart during the singing of the national anthem, you have exposed the Constitution of the United States of America as a fraud. There is no right to freedoms of speech here in America for all the poor people or the people of color, black, even the poor whites, brown, yellow, red, and all others. Mr. Kaepernick, regardless of what anybody else say or think, you have contributed an indelible moment for me that helps me define this intense era for me. 20 years from now, we will be looking back like we did with Muhammad Ali, Tommy Smith, John Carlos, and take our hat off to you, Mr. Kaepernick, for exposing the system and the establishment and making them so uncomfortable. You have done that, Mr. Kaepernick. Mr. Kaepernick, you have exposed the fascist news media, the airplane and newspaper in Barron County, Michigan, who has openly practiced fascism, is owned by the very wealthy fascist family, the Paxton out of Paducah, Kentucky. Mr. Kaepernick, you are my hero. I support you. I will never stand for the national anthem or the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of this nation. This nation's hypocrisy has no limits. My problem is, which atrocity action by this nation do I stand for the national anthem and the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, one nation under God? Which atrocity action by this nation, the murdering of millions of Native Americans, or the slaughtering of the Native American women and children by the United States government? Which atrocity action do I stand? The nation has nothing to do with God. God will not dirty his clean hands with this dirty nation. I need you to tell me which atrocious action by this nation do I take a stand, or do I stand for the national anthem and pledge allegiance to the over 10 million Africans that was destroyed or kidnapped from Africa who died on the way here, or the 5 million who was forced into slavery, rape, beaten, forced to work until they dropped dead? Do I pledge allegiance to the flag? Shall I stand and put my hand over my heart? For which atrocity action do I do this? For the homeless people, for all the people who go to bed hungry, or all the people inside the prison system? You tell me. Mr. Kaepernick, I do stand and stand tall with you on every issue. I'm sitting in prison today, convicted by an all-white jury that was motivated by something other than the truth. 5 counts of forgery with absolutely no evidence, not a single piece of evidence. This government has stolen 30 months of my life. Do I pledge allegiance to the flag and say one nation under God, individually, with liberty and justice for all? Please show me your liberty and your justice, America. The lady with the blindfold and the scales of justice do not exist. Mr. Kaepernick, I stand with you today, and I take a knee.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.
All praises due to Allah. Of course, that was Reverend Pinckney from Michigan. You know, our brother who has been railroaded not once but several times by this justice system. And, of course, he's in prison as we speak over some trumped-up BS charges that, you know, that they only really wanted to keep him off the streets because of his ability to organize and make noise about the madness that goes on every day in this country, particularly where he was at. I think he was in Missouri somewhere. And so I was glad that that we were able to hear from him this evening. So, Brother Charles, we're back.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So what do you think?
Just the voice of Reverend Pinckney and get the...
You're breaking up real bad. You're breaking up, man.
Can you hear?
I can hear you now, but it's still kind of faint. I don't know what we could do to rectify that, but I could hear you somewhat. So if you want to try.
Somewhat.
Wow.
Is it better now?
Okay. When you ask, yes. But then it goes right back. Let's try. Go ahead and make your point now, and we'll see if it will stay up.
About now.
I heard that. Okay.
You hear? How about now, brother? Like, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can
I'll
hear
tell
you
now.
What,
you... Okay. Yeah, I was just saying the just hearing Reverend Pinckney and the voice of Gil Scott Heron and. Just the dispensation of time and where we're in right now, Brother Brian, it is we have to seize the moment. It can't be just a protest. And like you said, it has to be about organization. Protest is not going to do us any good if we don't organize. And it is our unity that has to be the base. You know, as you were talking about what we are going to talk about, be discussing for the next 29 minutes, I was looking at the words of Minister Louis Farrakhan from his tweet yesterday, and it said, "What is the power that should back our righteous demand for justice?" He said, "It is the unequal power of our unity as a people." Falls right in line with what you and what we were going to get into right now.
Wow. Yeah, because, see, we're so past the point of, analysis alone without, organizing ourselves around principles, that's going to bring us full liberation, full freedom, full justice, And so it's not an easy task, but it certainly is a doable task to get done,
Certainly the so-called, and I'll say so-called forefathers that came here trying to make a way for themselves here in North America, it wasn't an easy task for them. Many perished, many died of sickness, many were killed, but yet and still, even though they did it under very cruel, heinous conditions, and even though they did it unjustly in most cases, they built a home for themselves here in North America. So
wow.
We have to roll our sleeves up. We have to understand that if all we do is protest, then eventually that's going to play itself out. I'm not saying don't protest, but I'm saying the biggest protest should be the appeal to yourself and to your kind, not to a wicked government that is never giving you justice. That appeal should go towards your people, and it should go towards yourself. Now it's time to organize. Now it's time to appeal. So going on the street, marching, that's fine. But let that be a sign that you will stand shoulder to shoulder with your brother and sister to build something for ourselves.
Yeah. And you're so right. You're absolutely right. You know, You know, and time is critical, so critical. You know, earlier I was talking to a brother earlier, and we was talking about tyranny and mm-hmm. the response of the people right now to tyranny. And, you know, I mean, it's all over the world, you know, that people are rising up. Some are focusing on their leaders right in front of them, and while others are focused on, you know, lost my train of thought, my brother, that quick. But we were talking about tyranny and the response of the people and how, you know, how people are rising up literally all over the world, you know, and we find this going on among the youth in particular in Africa, where there's a strong youth movement going on, and they're not waiting for changes to come to their governments. They are rising up and finding ways to actively engage their governments for change. It's the same thing here. We, you know, it's just people are fed up, and they're rising up, you see. And so there's something in that because of the time that we're in. You know, where we have to be so uncompromising, you know, that we will rise up or raise up at all costs, you know, to safeguard the kind of future that really Allah has decreed for us to have. You know, but we got to know that this ain't the day to play with the people. This is not the day to, you know, because you will lose your life. And I mean, that's
absolutely
just the spirit of the people right now, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, like I said before, though, Brother Brian, it's not so much that our people, because, of course, obviously they do recognize what tyranny and what oppression is, but mm-hmm. the methodology of how actually to move forward, the who's, what's, where's, and how's. And we are so far removed to what real justice is. Many, if not most of us, don't know what it looks like. So you think that you can achieve justice through a political and governmental system that has never given you the tools that you need to have a decent livelihood. And what I mean by that, Brother Brian, is that you know there's mm-hmm. something corrupt. People know there's something corrupt in the political system and in the government, but they think that their only recourse is to protest it and get somebody in there better. Well, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said this in Savior's Day 1994. He said that systems come out of the being of a spider. Systems come out of men just like a web comes out of the being of a spider. So if you knock the web down, the spider can make another web. So removing the man is not going to do a bit of good, those who control government and politics, unless you uproot the whole foundation and put something brand new in its place. Yes, sir.
Wow. So we're talking about a whole new change, you know, you know, a universal change.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Wow. So brothers and sisters, of course, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Global Peaks. And of course, I'm your host, Brian Muhammad, and in the co-host chair is my brother and friend, Brother Charles Muhammad. And we're talking about unity and liberation is key. Unity is key to our liberation, you know. But we have to, you know, come together and recognize that we have to be together if we're going to be successful, you know. And so, wow. So let me do this. I see a caller. But he's not raising his hands. He's probably multitasking in a meeting or something, you know. I don't want to just arbitrarily bring the brother in. So if caller from the 803 area code 979, if you want to come in the conversation, just press 1, and I will bring you in as well. You know, I didn't want to arbitrarily bring people, you know, we're respectful here at Global Peaks, you know what I mean? So
yes, sir.
But yeah, you know, it's something, the time that we're in, you know, I mean, you know, we just witnessed, of course, the police killing in Charlotte. Then there was another one somewhere else and another one, you know, it's
Charlotte, Oklahoma, San Diego, you
right.
name it. Every day there's something new.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You know, so we got to recognize the time that we're in and we have to act accordingly, you know. And remember that what the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said about the time, you know,
mm-hmm.
that if it's when you act in accord with the time, you know, that the very forces will come behind you, you know, the very, you know, and it just ain't spooky, but you know, when you're on time, you know,
mm-hmm.
it means your very life. If it, you know, when you're not on time, you know, are you acting and doing things outside of the dictates of what the time demands, then you are in serious trouble, you know.
Right.
And, you know, this is what it seemed like the world is something like it's going counter to the direction in which we should be going, again, based on the dictates of the time and what must be done, you know, for the time, you know. So, I mean,
right.
Yeah. So, you know, we just have to understand that, you know, because we actually are like beacons of light, you know. I say from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, you know, we represent this truth, you know, and we bear witness to this truth, and we bear witness, you know, to the people, you see, because the people have to know. I mean, it's not, again, as we've been saying, it's not enough to just say, you know, but we also have to follow that up with adequate action, that the people may see the fruition of, you know, of what you are talking about, you know. And I think you know that there's something else the minister said, that, you know, we've been doing a lot of talking. I mean, just a lot of talking, you know. And now it's time for us to really put some work in so that we will be successful, you know? Yeah.
We really have to reevaluate what we really think about this fascist, tyrannical, racist, white supremacy foundational plantation we call North America. We really have to reevaluate really what we think it is, because if we don't understand the dynamic of this foundation, we will perpetually continue to be on a cycle. You know, you see a hamster or a gerbil on the wheel, and they continue to run and run and run, but they're not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Really, we have to lay the foundation of what we know and feel that a just society is. And I see no other individual laying it out of what justice is, except for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. He is that voice for the blind, that has been hearkening, that tells us to come on, come out of this system. Because if you continue to protest and protest and protest and don't organize, you're not coming out of it.
Right. That's true.
You continue being your will. So he is there for it. So I'm excited that he will be coming here in just a few days, Brother Simon. And we've been on, been traveling at a breakneck speed. The matter of fact, the regional representative, Brother Abdul Sharif Muhammad, the Southern Regional Representative of Honorable Minister Farrakhan and National Director of the 10,000 Healers. We have 88 homes nationwide now, but trying to reach that 100 before the minister gets here. We're setting up conflict resolution, going into the community and building these things from a national standpoint. You start local, then you build. All politics is local. So, you know, you say you want another president, okay, fine. I'm not against that. But start with your own community first. Unify within your own community. Then you have the influence. Then have the influence to build up.
Wow. And there's that community there in what they called the community he went and cleaned up just recently. The Bluff.
Oh yeah. Brother Sharif can tell you better. And you know, we need to have him on. I'm hoping he can clear his schedule, but come on before the Day of Atonement. But the Bluff right here in Atlanta was one of the worst drug areas for heroin and crack cocaine, right here in Atlanta. And the 10,000 Fearless, we got a home down here, a house, cleaned it up, and the people were very receptive. We went among the people. We didn't go as we didn't even look at stop on taxes. What our people need more than anything else is to know that they're loved. Once they know that they're loved, to know that people are sincere about their well-being, then they are more receptive to what you have to offer them. We don't just spiritually feed the people. We have we feed the transitional or homeless people twice a week. You know, we give them food. There's a food bank that we have partnered with. So we're able to get people food. We're able to set up training classes. You know, of course, you know about the FOI training classes and the NGP training classes, but what about the people who do not and will not come into the mosque? They need to be trained as well. You know, we have youth classes, we have school classes, we have tutoring classes. So we're not talking about it, we're being about it. You know, I myself, I go into the prisons because we have so many of the brothers who are in prison, incarcerated, that see the work they're doing on the outside, so they want to make a change that they want to do. They don't want to wait until they get out of prison. They want to make the change behind bars right now, so they'll be ready when they come out. So this is the change that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan was talking about and that we should be about right now. We should tear down the walls that divide us, because really, to tell you the truth right now, if you're arguing about whether you're Christian or Muslim or nationalist or pan-Africanist or this, that, and a third, really, you out of step right now. I don't have time to argue with you about that and debate you. We can do that another time. But now it's time to build. Whether or not you are Sunni or Shiite or Christian, Islam is inconsequential when you see us being shot down by dogs.
And that's real. I mean, that is so real. When you look at what's going on, I mean, look at what's going on around the world and then match it to what's happening in the streets of America. I mean, it's terrible. It's the condition of the world, you know. But you know, we have to really do better. We have to do better to rise up and engage the people and you know, so oh yeah, brother. We got our work cut out. You know? Yeah. So huh? Sir? Okay, sound like you went out. But either way, again, you know, we have to take an assessment of things, you know. You know, I mean, that's just what's demanded of us, you know, because, you know, if we don't look at what's going on around us and try to come into unity with others to try to fix and manage what is going on, then we'll be in trouble, you know.
Yes,
sir. We'll be on the receiving end of what the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad described as these leaders, really these misleaders who the people was throwing debris at. You know, he said that they'll be tied, and there'll be a day where they'll be tied on the back of pickup trucks and paraded around the streets, and people will be throwing garbage and debris at them. You know, so I don't know if I certainly don't want to be on that side of nothing.
I don't want to be one of those people in Africa where they put the tires around them and set the tire on fire.
I mean, come on. They call that a necktie.
Yes, sir.
That's right. The only tie I want to wear is a bow tie. You know?
That's right.
I don't want to be wearing that kind of necktie.
Right.
Yes, sure. But this is the reality of what we're facing, because the people are tired. The people are so fed up with the kind of life that they have to live. I mean, just in a terrible condition. You know?
Hey, brother, brother, America's in trouble. I mean, you know, I'm not even, you know, it is futile to argue whether it's Hillary or whether it's Donald. They're not going to save America. They're going to do nothing but enhance the agenda of the elite. Put America into the abyss of hell headlong, so teaches the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. We've got to save ourselves.
Right. That's true. We've got to, you know, and it's written like that, you know, in the Holy Quran. It talks about saving yourselves and saving your families. See? Saving yourselves and saving your families. See, you know, this is something that's proactive, that has to be proactive. It's not something that we can sit and dormant, and on some level you have to have a conversation. But your conversation can't be, you know, it can't be where you're just having this conversation, but you're not engaged in the struggle. And we are made for struggle, you know, we're made to face difficulty. See, so it's not a, you know, So we just gotta do it, because that's what it will take. Again, in the Holy Quran, hard trials, there's a section called "Hard Trials Are Necessary to Establish Truth." You see,
that's right.
And so, you know, we got our work cut out. Seriously, got our work cut out, and I look forward to hearing next week what the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is going to guide us into with this 21st, I think it's the 21st or 22nd anniversary of the Million Man March, you know, and of course the World Holy Day, the Holy Day of Atonement, and, you know, and I will behoove people to make your way, if you can't come to be in Atlanta physically, make your way to a local mosque and study group in your city. And this way you can still partake of what's going on, even though you won't physically be there. And so I wanted to put that plug. Oh, wait a minute. If you're in Columbia, now all those people that had to evacuate Charleston and all those affected areas of this storm, if you come this Sunday as well, but next Sunday I'm talking about in particular, you know, come on, if you're in Columbia, come on to 5646 Farrell Road so that we can receive you and welcome you. And of course, let you sit there and watch and learn from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And of course, I look forward to being in Atlanta myself, but the doors will be open here and in all of our mosques and study groups across the country, from what I understand. So partake of that, you know, partake of that. So Brother Charles, we got about 2 minutes left in the broadcast. I don't know if you want to say some closing remarks before we put one of these songs on and close it out for the day. Brother Charles, okay. I guess it's going to be me closing it out, but he may be on mute. But anyway, let's do what we got to do, you know. Do your part. Find something to do to get involved in your community. Get involved in working with other people to bring about positive goals and whatnot that can only be helpful in your lives. So, you know, we will be successful, bottom line. We will be successful. So let me do this. We're going to go ahead and close this out, I think I'm going to close out with some Avery Sunshine. I'll talk to you now. I don't know if I'll be on the air next week. We'll see, because Thursday is one of those days I'll be in Atlanta. We may try to do something live from there. I will see. But either way, may Allah bless you and your families as I greet you in peace. Assalamu alaikum.